Today's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes goes electronic, one of my occasional plug-in additions to ring the changes from air through pipes. Hi, I'm Steve Ashley, and I hope you'll stay with me for some keyboard rhythm. These Foolish Things, a familiar tune given an original arrangement by brother and sister team Glenn and Brenda Derringer, playing twin con artist electronics. The LP from which that came was produced by veteran arranger and conductor Don Costa and was released in 1960 when Glenn was just 15 and his sister 14. Glenn went on to have a sparkling career as a performance artist, first for Wurlitzer and then for a number of other organ manufacturers. As for Brenda, I can find nothing on the web. My assistant, Jack Ryan, somehow manages to find the most amazing collection of recordings in his searching around the internet. This is one of those finds, as were indeed many on today's show. Ronnie Newman was the stadium organist for the Minnesota Twins from 1977 to 1998, and in 1986 he published an LP featuring the Yamaha Electronic of the day, an FS-500. This is the theme music from the 1943 Roy Rogers film, Idaho.
Thank you.
Idaho, Ronnie Newman at the Yamaha during his tenure at the Minnesota Twins baseball stadium. One name that has cropped up in conversation with other organ enthusiasts is Carol Jones, who was a performance artist for Conn, and you'll note that I didn't say Conn artist, from 1972 to 1978, before she decided to settle down in Southern California and concentrate on teaching. But Carol got her start with theatre pipe concerts, although I know of no recordings of hers on pipes. Here's Carol playing a Conn 653 and the Old Piano Roll Blues. Bringing the electronics more up to date, Verzi organs began in Germany in 1969, and an early adopter was Klaus Wunderlich, who up until then had been a Hammond artist. Klaus recorded prolifically, and with almost 900 tracks of his in my library, picking one wasn't easy. I've chosen a fast polka by Johann Strauss II, first performed in 1867. Leiches Blut. Leichtblut, which translates to a very unappetizing light blood, with Klaus Wunderlich playing a Verzi keyboard. I used to think that it was relatively unusual to find a solo organ player in Mexico, but there have been many, and the late Juan Torres rates as one of the most famous. He recorded some 76 albums, mostly on the Hammond X66, and regrettably, I only have but one CD. Sin Ti, Without You, was published in Mexico in 1948 and has become a standard of the Latin repertoire. I just couldn't resist continuing the Latin beat with Love Is Just Around the Corner, played in cha-cha-cha rhythm by Jumpin' Jackie Davis in 1959, recorded on Hammond at the height of that dance craze. Next up is another Yamaha and a more recent track by British keyboard artist Janet Dowsett, who has been playing various models of Yamaha since 1981. She's also skilled on pipes, both theatre and church, but has now retired from concert performances to work as a teacher and examiner. This track of Neil Hefti's Splanky appeared on a Grosvenor CD released in 1995. Splanky, composed by Neil Hefti in 1958, Janet Dowsett on a Yamaha EL90. Back to Hammond, this time of 1954 vintage. Harry Farmer was a popular radio artist who also performed and recorded under the name of Chris Hamilton. It seems that his solo work with rhythm accompaniment tended to be under the Hamilton name, with the quartet and sometimes quintet work under the banner of Harry Farmer's Rhythm Ensemble. This is the latter, with a Mabel Wayne song from 1930, Ragamuffin Romeo, from the film The King of Jazz. Mm-hmm. Ragamuffin Romeo, a great jazz-era novelty from the composer who brought us Ramona and In a Little Spanish Town, among many others. Harry Farmer on Hammond with his quartet. I played a number of theatre pipe recordings of Bob Ralston on Hot Pipes, but only one of his electronic tracks. He was, of course, far better known for that talent, having been arranger, pianist and organist for the Lawrence Welk TV shows in the USA from 1963 to 1982. Now retired and living in the suburbs of Los Angeles, until quite recently he was still performing via home concerts on his Yamaha EL series instruments. This track of Make Someone Happy, played on a Hammond X66 and piano, dates from 1966. Bob Ralston playing both piano and Hammond on that arrangement of Make Someone Happy closes today's show. I hope that I've left you happy and looking forward to the next Hot Pipes when I'll be returning to my usual theatre organ repertoire. Before I go, quick reminder about my website www.hotpipes.eu, which has literally hundreds of my half-hour and one-hour programmes archived for your on-demand listening pleasure. Until next time, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley. Thank you.